New South Wales has 178 new police officers who've been sworn in at a ceremony in Goulburn today. It was the new Police Commissioner Mick Fuller's first attestation parade in the job. But there was also a final farewell to Andrew Scipione after his decorated 37 years in the force. And of the recruits, the youngest, just 20 years of age, and I think there's a few of them, but there was also an older face in the crowd, 62-year-old John McAmon, who has been given his badge, fulfilling a lifelong dream to become a police officer. He was told back in 1973 when he left school that he was too short. Well, now, with those height restrictions lifted, he's made a career switch to join the force. And John Mamakin, the probationary constable with the New South Wales Police, is on the line. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I just want to get it right. It's John Mamakin, isn't it?
That's correct, Ben.
Well, hang on. It's probationary constable John Mamakin.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
How did it feel today to finally be recognised in the New South Wales Police?
Oh, an awesome feeling. Words can't explain it. I've still got shivers down my back and my legs. I'm still shaking in disbelief that I've been able to achieve the lifelong dream.
It's a long wait.
It's a long wait, but you know what? If you're prepared to do the hard yards, nothing's beyond your abilities or capabilities, I should say. So,
you've been giving of your time for a long time. You've spent most of your life as a trainer for New South Wales Surf Life Saving. I know that you're a regular at Cronulla Surf Club. You've been involved in some major rescues. You train surf lifesavers to save lives on jet skis, so police work's going to be right up your alley.
It certainly will be. I can apply the experience I've gained in surf lifesaving in the policing area. I guess it is totally different, but you're still dealing with, you know, protecting lives and basically, you know, maintaining the peace and doing rescues and protecting people. I don't believe it's any different.
How disappointed were you when you left school and they said, no, sorry, mate, you're too short to be a copper?
I was shattered, to tell you the truth, because I left school in 73, went down to College Street, did all the paperwork, and the last sort of hurdle was the medical. Got weighed, and then they you know, put me up and said, oh, no, your cord is too short. And I said, what? My cord is too short. I was totally devastated, you know. I just sort of, yeah, I thought, well, that's it. I've got to look at doing something else. And, yeah, it just shattered my dreams. But I now have the I have got the opportunity. In fact, I have the opportunity, and I'm there now.
So that height restriction was abolished in 1986.
That's right.
But it's taken you until 2017 to step up.
Yeah, I guess I had some senior positions with AMP and Westpac and the American company EMC. And, you know, it was nice going with, a good lifestyle, but this was still on my to-do list and it was unfinished business. So I decided to forego, you know, the salaries and whatnot and do what I wanted to do initially, which was be a police officer, and hopefully I can fulfill that dream. But I think, you know, I've got probably 10, 15 years in me to achieve as much as I can out of the police force.
Well, look, I think with your experience in the business community and your experience in surf lifesaving, it's the perfect combination, but the most important experience that you bring is life experience.
Well, that's correct. It is. And I think, you know, if I can apply that life experience I have, I can give something back to the force. They've obviously given me the opportunity to achieve my dream, and I have to repay them by using that experience that I have. And I think the crux of the matter too, Ben, is that provided you're prepared to be retrained and reskilled, opportunities are there. It's just a matter of, you know, grabbing the bull by its horns and doing what you want to do. And, I mean, yes, I got a hex debt as a result of that, but guess what? I have a career. And
it's where you're going to be based?
Yeah, I'm based at Maroubra. I'm actually a Randwick boy. I grew up in Randwick. I went to Randwick High. And I've been appointed to Maroubra Station. I elected the Eastern Beaches because ultimately I like to get into the Marine Command with the Water Police.
Hmm.
Maroubra was Eastern Beaches was a perfect pick, and basically I got my first preference, and it's great to be there.
Well, they'll keep you busy there in the Bra, and the Police Commissioner Mick Fuller. Did you get to meet him today?
No, I didn't, but I did have a chat with the sorry.
The outgoing
the minister, No, the Minister for Police and Emergency Services.
Troy Grant or...
Or
David Elliott. I think he's Emergency Services. Anyway,
yeah,
look,
the police minister. But I had a good chat, and you know, it was just it was great to be appreciated and to be, you know, congratulated for what I've achieved. And
Well, look, I'm glad that the police minister Troy Grant got to meet you today, and hopefully you get to meet the boss Mick Fuller at some stage as well. You never know; you might take his job one day.
No, I'm just happy to be in the force and just do what everybody else is doing. Just give them my 12 hours of you know, every shift and satisfaction, and go home and think, well, I've done a good job. I've served the community, and that's what it's all about.
Great to talk to you, mate, and I wish you very well.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Good on you. John Mamakan, probationary constable with the New South Wales Police, and he has been accepted into the force today, sworn into the New South Wales Police Force, age 62, and what a proud moment for his 91-year-old dad who was watching on.